welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me is my trusty, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Because you're more to me than a sidekick.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. I feel like I just upgraded today on this Wednesday. Wow. I wasn't expecting that.
It's all the feels. The day before Valentine's Day.
Aw, it's because you love me.
I love you very much. And I also love it when you give the contact info.
Oh, well.
Well.
Screw the Facebook and screw the Twitter because they no longer exist. So we have an Instagram at TheBroadcast999. You could message us or double tap our photos.
Please.
You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And I did get a message. This is on my fan page, the Vicky Barcelona fan page.
Vicky's on a Facebook page.
A gal messaged me a while back. She's like, OMG, you and Sarah need to start your own podcast. I'm like, well, Jessica, shout out to Jessica if you're listening.
Jessica.
It's like, we do have one. It's The Broadcast.
Yeah.
And yeah, we air it every Wednesday.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes, I thought it was
hopefully
cool.
Hopefully you checked it out or checking it out right now.
So shout out to Jessica R.
Yeah.
We did get a couple of messages. We got one from our buddy James. He says, hey, Vicky, your buddy James here and my wife found this house that you would absolutely love. Please go through all the pictures on the cast. So the link you sent me didn't work, but I'm looking at the link and I'm like, oh, it's the one in Pennsylvania. And this is one we talked about on the show. And I saw this on Facebook. So it's this gorgeous giant house. It's like over $700,000.
Huge house.
And then it has this area, like what would be just like another sitting area / like living room, big living room area. And it's just this giant sex dungeon.
Yeah,
it doesn't look dark or dreary. It's just a really nice house. It just happens to have like a bed with like a cage underneath it, and then you get like a pentagram looking star where you can get tied up in.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with all that stuff.
I think it had a swing too or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it had all kinds of stuff.
It looked naughty, but like a classy naughty.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's fancy. I think it was a little too open. Like, I would like it to be more of a basement situation where it's like, welcome.
Yeah, it kind of looks like anyone walks in and then anyone can
partake. It's
like,
oh, this is the dining room. Wait, nope, this is not the dining room.
Oh, yes, this is my sex room. That's
just
not,
like,
that's like an
open
room. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it looked really, really cool.
I love that they just kept that there. Like, this is part of the house.
I mean, it's gone news. I'm sure it's going to sell quick.
Oh, yeah.
So it's brilliant.
It's huge.
You guys just Google.
It looked like the Home Alone house. It really did.
The outside, yeah, it's gorgeous. Like brick house. It's like what I want.
So if you're moving to Pennsylvania, get it.
Oh my gosh. We did get another message from Eric with a silent H again.
Eric.
He says, I've never been on a party bus, but if you're not going to use the bus for your birthday, use it for St. Patrick's Day or Cinco de Mayo or some other holiday that's just an excuse for drinking. That's my suggestion. Wish I could be on your party bus, but enjoy whatever you do with it. Rock on.
That's a really smart idea, actually.
That would be pretty legit.
Because that's a lot of bar hopping involved. Everyone's drunk. Everyone's worried about Ubers. Usually Uber or Lyft prices are like
skyrocketed.
Yeah, for sure. That's really smart, Eric.
I think if it's on the weekend, maybe, because I don't really go out. Like, I've gone out for St. Patrick's Day, but it's just because I happen to have the next day off.
Yeah, if it's like on a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, I think this was a Thursday and we had that Friday off for whatever reason. So I'm like, let's go get drunk. Let's hang out. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure St. Patrick's Day is like on a Sunday.
I'm in at work.
Yeah,
March
those
is
are
a
like,
busy month for me, too.
Those are like days and holidays that you can't just celebrate on a different day.
Right. I mean, you could. A lot of restaurants
do. It's on a Monday.
Bars.
No, it's on a Sunday. It's on a Sunday.
Still, though.
Yeah, I guess you could. A lot of places probably would celebrate it on the Saturday, but I like that idea, though. Just a drinking holiday. Like that everyone's out partying anyway. And you'd be the cool one with the party bus.
We did get a message from Caesar.
Caesar!
We got two messages, actually. One was on Thursday, and he says, hey, lady, Caesar here, and I have two solutions for you, Vicky, as far as your problem with the lady who owes you some art. Mm. Paid this artist a lot of money to draw me some art. She did not. Like I said, take your time, 6 months, year, a lot of time fast. And like, if you're not going to draw me the art, could you give me a refund? She's like, yeah, I'll give you a refund. Just give me like a month to like get the money, because she's an artist. And it's been a long time.
Ghosted her.
Ghosted
now
me.
Now not responding, answering, nothing.
So I'm going to, so he says I should post her Facebook page so we could all trash it in bad reviews. Or two, I have a female cousin that was a chola back in the day who can pay her a visit. Either way, I think confronting her will be best because she will continue doing this to people like you. And that is terrible. So have a good day.
Pay her a visit as in kick her ass.
Just be like, yo, Holmes.
Yeah. Give Vicky your money back.
Be like, what? I think just going there would just make her very uncomfortable because she's a shy person. So just be me, like, confronting her. And I might end up seeing her at Comic-Con, too. She's sometimes there.
When is Comic-Con?
March.
Girl, you better go there before.
No. Well, yeah, that's my plan. Like, I know we have a lunch going on, I think, next week. After 2 weeks. Work. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So I'm hoping to do one of those days where I stay late.
Oh.
I want to go so I can just, I'm not stuck here in Seattle all day, which I could have done the last couple days I've been here.
But yeah, you've been literally stuck here.
But between the snow and everything, one, I didn't think she'd be at work.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So most people have taken the days off. So I'm like, I'm not going to go there all the way over there just to.
Everyone, no. I want to bet money that Vicky's not ever going to do this.
No. Yeah.
Because it's been months and she said she's going to do it. She's
I'm just
hasn't
a lazy.
Done it, hasn't done
I'm
it, lazy. Hasn't done it. Excuses after excuse. Are you really going to do it?
At some point, yes.
Like some point when? Because like, should we say, are you going to do it before Comic-Con?
Hmm.
Why wouldn't
like,
you?
See, because I don't want to. Like, I care about the money, but this time it's been so long.
I just don't think you actually have the like balls to do it.
I'm honestly like I don't care. I'm tired.
But you do care.
I care
but,
enough like, to want the money.
Her
but
steps way out of your comfort zone, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So you're not. Like, so you're
I'm
not,
going to do it.
Why are you? I don't know do it before Comic-Con then. Like, why
again,
don't you
lazy,
say like I'm going to do it. After, yeah, the lunch that we have, because I'm definitely going to stay
when
here.
When is the lunch? Is it next week or the week after?
It's the week after.
Okay.
And it's a Wednesday, so we're going to be here for the podcast. Lunch is at noon.
Okay.
She works at 1. You'll be downtown.
Yeah, I'll be there right when it like when it opens.
Should we say we're going to do it or you're going to do
you
it?
Are you going to come with
I'll
me?
Come with, hell yeah, I'll come with you.
Just look all pissy behind me. Like, girl.
Yeah, let me like fluff up my hair. Like, look, not wear a pea coat. Look a little like more intimidating or something. Because right now I'm
Sarah.
Like, hey. I can wear my leather jacket, put my hair up, put some hoops on.
I'm going to say, verbally, you are very intimidating. When
physically,
you look at you, though.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Hey, I'll wear like a wife beater, get my guns out. Ready to throw a punch.
I am down if you want to come with me, just because I know that day, like it's 2 weeks away. Yeah, it's still February. So I kept thinking, I'm like, is it going to be in March by the time we have our freaking lunch? No, yeah, I'm down with that day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm down.
Let's get this money.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun.
We'll print out. No, we're not filming that.
We should film it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't want to. Well, what are we going to do with it? I can't post it online.
We'll film the audio. I mean, like, film it and then just have the audio.
Well, we can't film without her knowing she's being filmed in the state.
Oh, yeah. It's illegal,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So that's
I mean, like, voice-wise, too.
Yeah, exactly. But
I'll film it just for my own self.
So when you get home, you're like, yeah, we totally confronted her.
We
oh,
did
yeah.
it.
Oh, Johnny Rubbers, let's watch this and make love.
I'd be like, why are we watching this? I'll be like, don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's just like, yeah. It's like victory. Mm.
She better have cash on her. That's all I'm going to say.
And she's a tattoo artist. And even if she's like, oh, I'll give you a tattoo. No.
No.
I want the
We're
money.
We're going to the bank right now. Bitch.
Venmo, PayPal me right now.
Oh, yeah, they have all those apps.
Yeah, that's how I sent her the money originally was PayPal. I'm like, I only kept PayPal because I'm not a big fan of it.
Because of this.
I've been waiting and I sent her like requests for the money and no. So it says, we also got another message from Caesar. It says, hey, Lady Caesar here. Just hoping you ladies are doing okay with this crappy weather. I hate driving in the snow, but I drive for a living. If money or time was no issue, where would you rather be? I would definitely consider Cancun again or Bantayan Island in the Philippines. I think I heard Vicky say Ireland before, but that might have changed. Anyways, have a great week. I love mild weather. Like, I love, like, the falls here. I love it when it's a little bit of cold, but not, like, freezing.
Yeah, like, nice little wind.
And I'm not super, like, I don't like heat. Like,
yeah.
I get sick and I'm, like, super, like, anything over 90, I start getting sick. Like, I get a headache. I get nauseous.
And over 90 just becomes
uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
I've done 90 in Vegas, and that was fine because it's, like, a very dry heat. And it just
That's
felt, like,
terrible for me.
I'd rather that than 90s and, like,
the
humidity.
Sun is, like, blazing on you.
Yeah, it was comfortable, surprisingly, when I went to Vegas. But I would really love to just go somewhere and just chill on the beach. I want to go swimming. I've had this urge to go swimming lately,
like in the ocean.
Yeah, or a lake, even like anywhere.
We have a lot of lakes around here,
but it's not warm. It's not a
yeah, but like in the summer.
Yeah, so I'm like, if I could fly out somewhere right now, like I would go. Like, my cousins live in California, so maybe California, or I don't know, just somewhere nice.
Yeah, I'd probably go to Hawaii.
I've never been.
Because, yeah, I would say like Mexico or something, but I've never actually been to Mexico or Cancun but I don't really know. But I've been to Hawaii and it's just such a different vibe.
Mm-hmm. It's
like,
really laid back.
So
from what
chill.
I hear.
It is so chill. Almost like it's too chill for me.
I was going to say, like, I'm like, how do you survive?
Yeah, even the locals don't even know what the hell's going on, and I want to punch them in their faces. But if I was going so just to, like, sit on the beach,
drink some tasty drinks.
Yes, have something fruity, maybe go swimming in the ocean or body surfing or something. And then your biggest, like, problem is, like, where do you want to eat for dinner? Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And I've been watching, like, some of those, like, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and there's an episode about, like, this place in Hawaii for food, and the guy who's the chef is just, like, the most fun person ever.
Aww.
And, like, I want to eat there because that's where the locals go.
Yeah. It's, like, probably really, really good Hawaiian food, too.
But
yeah, build sandcastles, yeah, and have a little umbrella in your hair, and then just wear, like
a little flower in your hair. You mean? Or,
yeah, what did I say?
Umbrella.
Yeah, no, the umbrella, like the little umbrellas from the
drinks.
Yeah.
I just think the flowers look a little cuter, but okay, I'll go with that.
Or umbrella's cool. Flower too.
Umbrella's cool.
And you just wear your swimsuit and sarong and your thongs. Flip flops, yeah. Not thongs.
No, yeah, no.
Well, you could, I mean.
Like sarongs and flip flops.
Yeah, and then you could, like, open the deck and the breeze comes in. It's just like fresh island.
I just
air?
Want, like, all the pineapple, and I just want to lay, like, dig my feet into the sand and just lay there.
Gosh.
Maybe have some music.
I used to go to Hawaii a lot. Not anymore. Haven't been in, like, a while. But you have to go sometime. It's really, it's such a different place.
It's on my bucket list. It is expensive. I know my parents.
Hella expensive.
My folks and I have talked about doing it forever. Like,
yeah.
It's just, like, one of those trips that we want to take, the four of us. Now, possibly five.
Right. Yeah, my friends are like, we should all go to Hawaii, like, girls trip. And I'm like, hell no.
Dude, actually.
That's so expensive.
Today's Wednesday. Yeah, my cousin's going to Hawaii today.
Oh, really?
She's only going for, like, 5 days, 4 days.
Oh.
It's a baby.
Still worth
it. She's going with her sister-in-law and her friend. And it's just a girls trip because she's pregnant with her third baby. She's like, I just need
to get away.
Me time, get away. So I hope her flight was not canceled, but she's just like, I'm just going to
good for
lay
her.
Out in the sun. I'm not there to drink. I just want to relax.
I know. She better not be there for a drink if she has got a little baby in the oven. I don't think I'd want to go if I'm pregnant.
I mean, yeah, you can't really party, but, like, she used to live in Georgia. She's going to be moving in Georgia. She just got their orders. They're military. They just got their orders. They're going to be moving to Georgia, I think, in, like, May.
Dang. Is she happy about it?
Yeah, she loves the weather. She's gonna miss us, and, like, her baby's gonna be born before they move.
Oh, that's good. At least
we'll all get to meet her. That being said, they're gonna be traveling with three kids under four.
Oh.
So I volunteered once we kind of get the dates a little bit more secured in a couple months.
Sounds like a nightmare.
I'm gonna go with them.
Flying or driving?
They have to drive all their so the military will pack up and deliver all your stuff wherever you go, whether it's overseas or whatever. They'll come in, they'll send people, they'll pack up your stuff and move it. When it's overseas, it's kind of a bitch because I've had friends move to, like, Germany.
Yeah.
Because they have to put all your stuff on a plane, on a big old ship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friends moved to Japan, and so it takes, like, 2 months to get your stuff.
What?
Like, sometimes it's less, sometimes it's more.
That's a long time.
That being said, like, they're just moving to Georgia. It's still a long time, and they need all their stuff because there's babies and. They don't want their life to be disrupted that much when you have three kids.
But it's still going to... Wait, why do you... What?
So, like, having them move it for you. So what they're going to do...
Oh, they're not having the military move it for them?
Mm-mm. So her husband's going to drive the U-Haul, which is going to have all their stuff.
And she's going to have all the kids.
So they're going to have... I think her sister's coming too, maybe.
Whoa!
So there's going to be somebody going with her in the car. And I think there's going to have to be somebody else driving her husband's truck.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to be with the U-Haul.
Mm-hmm. And so I think her sister's going to be coming to my other cousin, Gabby. And so she's going to be hanging out with, because she's saying that her husband would trust me more with his truck than Gabby, because Gabby's 19.
Mm.
She's a kid. So the two gals will be there. And so I'll probably switch and have one of the babies with me, like the older ones, like the 3 or the 1-year-old, just to kind of.
Yeah, like, break it up so there's not as much, like, fighting between all the kids.
And she's just like, I want to go with Aunt Vicky. It's like, all right, come on, let's go. And so just a, you know.
How long is that drive?
I don't know.
Oh, girl, you don't even know what you're getting into.
This is what you do for family. These are the things you do.
You're just really nice.
That too.
Unless she was like, Vicky, I need you to come with me. And, like, I really, like, this would really, really help. Like, if you were there. But you're volunteering yourself.
How would you, I don't know how many people would feel comfortable, especially knowing my cousin, would be comfortable asking something that big of somebody.
But she's your cousin.
Yeah.
Like, if she really would need the help and you guys are close, like...
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's again, it's one of those, like...
For me, because someone being like, I'm coming with you, that would stress me out more. I'd be like, no, like, I got it.
And that's the thing, though. I didn't say, I'm coming with you. I said, hey, if you need the help, let me know ahead of time and I can arrange some stuff and I can come with you if you really need the help. I'm offering this.
You like, I don't know.
You're just an asshole, Sarah. You're just...
Oh, look who swore.
Oops.
No, I just... Yeah. I just live differently, I guess.
Growing up, this is what you do. There's a lot of things that, like, I've noticed in, like, Mexican culture. And I think it might even be older culture. Like, my dad always does this, and I never really noticed it until I got older. But whenever I leave, like when I lived in Seattle and I would leave their house to go home, mm-hmm. my dad would always stand outside and wait for my car to leave.
Yeah, to make sure you get, like, right. you get off it. Okay.
But that's what, like, my grandma, when she came to visit his mom, like, they would all stand there and wait, like, all three of them, like, my grandma, my grandpa, my dad, and sometimes my mom, too. But it's just, like, it's interesting because...
No, my families do that. Yeah. My family's friends, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's a Mexican thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it just makes sure you, like, either get off the street okay or, yeah. like, back up okay, which is, like, kind of, if you think about it, kind of stupid because it's like that's going to be like the least dangerous part of my drive.
And I feel it stresses me out sometimes because I'm sitting there like, I'm going to pick a song. I'm going to plug in my phone. Wait, they're waiting for me. Oh, crap. Hurry up.
Or like it used to be like, make sure they got in the house okay. Like, make right. sure, like if they didn't have the house key or like you didn't have like a right. garage pad, like they would just make sure like someone was home to open the door and like let you in.
Right. Or like, especially if you lived in like more of a city vibe.
Yeah. Or like a dangerous neighborhood or mm-hmm. something. So I've made get, like mugged.
I've made buddies with like Uber drivers and they're like, I'm going to wait for you to get inside before I leave.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
5 stars for you, buddy.
I've also had Uber drivers who've invited themselves in my house. And I'm like, nope.
No.
My roommate, aka my father, is home.
Like, sorry.
And I still know I'm not feeling you anyway.
Let's see. Driving from. Oh, let's do. I said Yelm, but they're on Joint Base. Lewis McCord. God, I cannot spell. Okay, that's the flight. I want to know driving.
Put the little car symbol.
Okay, it's a 40-hour drive.
48?
40-hour drive. It's less
40
than,
hours?
It's less than 2 days. It takes about 20...
Isn't it 20 hours to get to California?
Yeah. I'm going across the country, Sarah.
Girl, I don't know geography. I don't know where the hell Georgia is.
We've been to Georgia. It's by Florida.
Oh. Yeah, it's like at the bottom of the states, isn't mm-hmm. it, on the other side?
We are northwest.
Damn, girl.
That is southeast.
I know, guys. I never think of, like, Atlanta in Georgia. Like, Atlanta, if you say you're going to Atlanta, I know where Atlanta is. Georgia? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, so it is.
That is.
It's like going to...
You better find out soon to get that time off.
Right.
Because like, you're going to be, I guess you'll be flying back, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, because you'll be driving his car and you'll leave his car there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. Yeah. So sorry. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, yes, I am doing that because that was the plan. Like, I'd just get a flight out of there.
Yeah. So it'd be like a 5-day trip or something. Because I assume, like, it'll take you 3-ish days to get down there.
Yeah, with kids and stuff.
That's crazy.
Let's see, Seattle.
I love road trips, but road trips with kids sounds like an absolute nightmare. Like, even if they're your own kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say this is easy or going to be fun, but it's, yeah. I think it's only going to be, yeah, it's like 4-hour flight.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
It's not a bad one. I could just sleep on the way back. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it, but it's just.
You are a better person than me.
Like, this is something I would, if you had, like, a really strict, like, if. Like, when you were actually granted, this was something that was asked of me, but, like, I would have done this because you're my friend. Like, when you moved to California.
Yeah.
I would have helped you move. If
yeah.
If you needed me to.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know you had it covered. Like, I think you went with your dad and everything.
I went with my mom and dad.
Yeah. So it's just,
and my
like,
dog.
And your dog. But, like, I would have done, like, if you're like, hey, you know, George and I are going to move to Oregon or whatever.
I honestly don't think I would let anyone do that for me.
Right.
Like, moving... in general sucks if it's just in the same like
area.
I would never ask someone to take time off and drive to help me move. That blows my mind. I would be like, no, like
just know that the offer would be there and that I care about you enough that I would do it. I wouldn't do that for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, there's people in my life that are like, hey, I'm moving. I'm like, oh, Kyra Movers.
Yeah, sucks for you. I know. Moving is absolutely terrible.
And plus, it'll be like, I won't get to see them as often anymore, so it'll be like a nice way
a
to
goodbye.
Like, goodbye to bond.
I guess probably like don't even know when you'll see them next.
Exactly.
How often are you going to go to Georgia?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like how often will they be able to make it back between his job and flights, and now it's three. It's just kind of a hassle.
Yikes. And all so. Girls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
Oof. But yeah, it'll be fine. Like, I'm not worried about it. Like, it's going to be stressful. There's going to be tears, there's like from the kids, and it's going to make me want to rip my hair out. But
oh, yeah, that'll probably be the worst.
Again, this is what you do for family. And that's just me. I don't know.
I'm just an a-hole. Yeah. If Joey had kids and they needed help, I'd be like, sorry, brother.
It's like, no, I don't love you that much.
No. Maybe you can go wrong. Maybe my boyfriend will go with you, but I'm staying here. Just kidding. I would do it for you, Joe.
Sure. But earlier, before we started the podcast, you did mention something about weddings. And
oh,
I wanted
yeah.
to know what you were thinking.
What's going on? Just had a question for you, Vicky, and uh-huh. for all the listeners. And I just wanted your opinion. If your friend was getting married,
yes.
or got engaged to someone you did not think was going to be there forever, or you didn't not necessarily like the person's fine, but them together, you don't think it's going to be great or something, would you say anything?
Well, you know me, so probably not. Knowing Sarah, she would. No, I think it depends, because I've been in that situation where I was like in a wedding. And like when they're like, we're engaged, I'm like, cool, you guys are both very dysfunctional people and do really bad things. So you deserve each other.
Did you like the guy? Did you like the girl? Did you like them individually but not together? Did you just not like them either and didn't like
they're
them together? Or
like I used to be friends with the girl, and she's, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And she is who she is. She's kind of a jerk, but like, she has good qualities about her, but not enough to make me want to continue being her friend. And then when she had her significant other, they balance each other out great, because he's very egotistical and she feeds into that. And then, like, he feeds into her. And so they work on a weird dysfunctional level. But I know things about her that aren't good for their relationship. Not that I'm saying I'm going to tell anybody, but it's just like, why would you get married after all these issues happened and they mm-hmm. came to light in your relationship? Like,
so did you ever, like, ask her that? Like, I mean, I guess you weren't necessarily, I mean, you were friends with her, but not
really. But I
wasn't,
when they got engaged, I wasn't super close to her.
Did she know that you were, like, kind of done with the friendship?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of a thing for you.
So you wouldn't have said anything to her because,
I mean, if we were still, like, really good friends, like, I would have asked her, are you sure? Like, are you sure this is sure?
Yeah, why?
I just want to make sure you're doing the right thing. Like, I just make sure.
You would just keep it very...
Like, I'd be vague. I'm like, I just want to make sure, you know, you are doing what's going to make you the happiest, because I want to see you the happiest. That's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, I'm having a problem. I'm having troubles because it's really hard for me to keep my mouth shut.
No.
And for me to just watch all of this unfold.
Can you tell us what's happening but keep it vague?
Well, this is my girl. She is not the smartest when it comes to decisions, and I've told her that before, and I've called her an idiot, and, you know, we've had, like, ups and downs in our friendship, but we've always come back, and she's kind of seen the light of day in what I'm saying mm-hmm. before, and she's like, you know what, I wish I saw it, I'm sorry. So now she's with this new guy, and they're engaged, and I visited her, and she was telling me issues they were having, and she mentioned...
How long have they been together for?
On and off for maybe... A little, almost 2-ish years. Yeah.
Okay.
There are kids involved, though. So
are they theirs?
Some of them. Yeah.
Anywho.
So it's one of those. And I get it, but I was hanging out with her, and she was telling me their issues, and in my mind, I was like, wow, this really sounds like your ex, but I wasn't going to say anything. And she's the one that's like, Sarah, it's reminding me of my ex. The one that we had mm-hmm. a blow up about, because I told her this is no good for you kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh my God, this is not good. And I was very just like, dude, this is not good. Like, you don't want this for the rest of your life. I understand there's kids involved, but like, you're still young. Like, get it together, you know, like, really think about this. You know, she already sent the save the dates out.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has to save the dates. And I was like, I understand, but like, you're not saying I do yet. You haven't signed anything. You haven't,
you know. It's not about her either. It's like, yes, she does have the kids. And it's like, it's not so much that like, oh, you're still young. I think what's the more important thing is, the worst thing you can do is get into a bad marriage with the kids involved. It's like, yeah, I know you're like, you should be together for the kids. That's not how it works. You are going to voluntarily, like, you're in a not great relationship and you're going to enter a not great marriage with these kids involved, and they're only going to get hurt more. So it's not about you and it's not about him. It's about those kids and what's going to be best. And if you're going to be in this crap hole of a relationship, again, I would tell her, I'm like, this isn't going to be good for your kids.
Would you tell her, though, you're Vicky?
Oh, I've told some people some stuff. Like, well, why the F won't you just talk to your significant other about, like, I don't know, do you think he wants to marry me? I'm like, you've been with this person for 7 years. Ask him.
He obviously doesn't. Sorry.
Or just ask him, like, here's a freaking phenomenal idea. Why don't you communicate with the person you want to spend the rest of your life with? Oh, wait, you can't? Then don't get married to them.
See, Vicky is never this blunt. She is when their person's not there, but she never says stuff.
Oh, no,
like
I did
this.
Say this to her.
Like that, though? Like, made it
like, I was just like, I was drunk. And like, not drunk, I was buzzed. Maybe. I'm just like, I like put it down. I'm like, seriously? Like, I'm just, what do you want me to tell you? Stop complaining about it and talk to him. Don't talk to me. What am I going to do about it?
Right. Maybe talk to him for her.
So if you want me to be blunt, give her
some shots.
Two whiskey gingers and I'll be good.
Yeah.
Right. I won't be drunk, but I'll be sassy.
So sassy. Sassy Vicky. Well, okay. So she was telling me all this stuff. I've never actually met this guy.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know if I like him or not. It doesn't really matter anyway. Even if I did like him, doesn't mean I like y'all's relationship kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I left her house and she was in a huff and a puff and he was supposed to come home from work. Didn't end up coming home because I was over because they were fighting. So, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I at least wanted to meet the guy.
Right.
But so the next day I text her. I was like, hey, just want to make sure everything was okay. Like after I left, I know we came home. Like, I hope you guys are good. Back to, oh my gosh, everything was so great. We talked about things, you know, we're really, really on good terms now. He's like the love of my life. I can't wait to marry him. You know, all of this. And I don't think she sugarcoats stuff because she told me all this crap. I think she's just kind of, like I said, she's kind of dumb. You know, she's dumb in this aspect. She has rose colored glasses on and then they get in a fight and then they're off for a second. And I feel like he's really good at putting them back on her,
yeah,
kind of thing. So I was like, oh, well, that's really good. Like, I didn't say anything through text because I know they go through each other's phones. And the last thing I want is him to see me texting about this with her, you know, and then him automatically hate me. I'm out of the wedding, this whole big deal.
Right.
And then we get a group text a few days ago and they changed the day of their wedding. They're postponing it. And her text is like, it's all good. This is for the greater good of God. It's just for financial reasons. And I'm like, first of all, is that kind of ratchet to like have the save the dates out and then like text people and be like, just kidding.
Like, when did they get engaged and how shortly after they got engaged did they send the send the dates?
They've been engaged for maybe they got engaged in the summertime.
Oh, okay. So they just, okay. So they, and it's, it, I would say it seems like thirsty for the marriage if it's like, we got engaged last week. Here's my save the dates. Like a week later.
But it's been a while.
It's still ratchet, but a different kind of ratchet.
Yeah, it was very strange, though. And the group and the text was like, you know, we're going to try to change it to August something 2020. Like, so I have the save the date on my refrigerator. So I literally like took a Sharpie and like crossed the date off and put the new potential maybe date on. And I was like, I sent her a picture and was like, look what I did. Like, so you'll always be on my refrigerator for the next like year and a half or whatever. But I'm like, it's really weird. And I was like, is it really financial reasons?
I just feel like they're very disorganized. I think it's maybe they're pushing it back.
I know you guys have an F ton of kids, so it's probably a cluster F. But I'm like,
it's like what, four kids?
Yeah, they have four total between the two of them. Yeah. And two of them are theirs. Both of theirs.
Yes.
So it's, I don't know. It's very strange. Okay. But it's also strange because I feel like I can't actually really talk to her unless I'm like with her to be like.
Can you do on the phone or like FaceTime?
Maybe, yeah, if he's at work.
Yeah.
Just to be like, what? Are you okay? Like, because wouldn't you not send your save the dates out because you financially are going to be prepared by the time the marriage comes. Like, it's very weird.
If you guys have any, like, because I mean, I've never been married or engaged, so I've never had to send out a send the date.
A save the date.
So if you guys have any.
Or if, like, if your friend was dating someone you didn't approve of or you just didn't think their relationship was going to last, like, would you say anything? Or is it, are you just, like, the type of friend who just, like, nods and says, okay, like, I'll be there, like, I'll be in the wedding, I'll be at the wedding, but, like...
And sometimes they're not going to listen. Like, I have a buddy who literally at one of his best friend's wedding, and even, like, because of this wedding, this marriage, I should say, it has strained so many friendships.
Oh, yeah.
Because the person this person married is horrible. Mm-hmm. And I've met this person, so I'm like, oh, yeah, no, all the stories about you are true.
That's how I feel like this person is going to be, though. It's, like, he gets really, like...
But all his friends are very vocal, like, we don't like her. Nobody likes her because she's not a likable person.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the wedding day, because he was the best man, he's like, dude, my car's out there. If you want to drive to Mexico right now, I'm not kidding. Like, or just get the hell out of here.
Oh, that'd be so savage.
Like, I'm like, he's like, he ended up getting married to this person. Oh. And
are they divorced?
No, they've gotten through, from what I understand, some issues, but more babies helps marriages.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, well, okay, you guys have fun over there.
I think more babies try to convince people's minds that they have to stay. Because
yes.
I have a kid. Oh, I have two kids. I have three.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Also like the enamored, like when there's a new baby, it's like, oh, my God, yes. Like,
yeah, but
like,
then,
you know, it's like it's like a new baby. The things are going great because we love this little thing. And then, oh, wait, no, things are just crap. And now we have more kids.
Yeah, and now we have more people that are going to, like, suffer if we do separate or not separate. Like,
yeah. Like, eh. So you guys have fun with that. But my buddy did legit say, like, dude, the entire time, he's like, are you sure about this? Like, everyone said this to him, and he still did it. So sometimes...
Well, then, for me, like, that would make me feel better, though. Because at least at the end of the day, you said something. Like, Vicky, if you were dating someone who I thought was awful, and, like...
I was dating your brother, and it's like, you guys should not be together.
You really want to date my brother? But anyone
he's
who
like, my brother, that'd be weird.
Hella weird. But it would just... If I didn't say anything, and then later, you guys got married and then divorced, and then I'd be like, dude, like, I always knew that that was not good for you. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like you'd be like, well, why didn't you, like, say anything? You know?
Right. And, like, I know I did do something with my friend. She's now married to this guy. But when she was dating him, because she was, when she was kind of first seeing him, not, they weren't official yet. When she was kind of, like talking to some other people, and, they, like, she wasn't having sex with a bunch of people, but she was, like, you know, making out and stuff. Like, you do when you're young.
Dating.
Yeah.
Around.
Seeing. I think is the best word. Like, she was seeing people, but she wasn't dating. I feel like dating
more
implies more.
Was she seeing this one dude?
Yes. And so when she's, like, we were drunk on, like, at an event thing, at a specific holiday, and she's drunk in the bathroom, and she's just like, ah, like, they were about to make it official. They were pretty much boyfriend, girlfriend. They just hadn't made it official. She's like, I don't know. What do you think about this guy? I mean, she's like, he's the kind of guy I should marry. I'm like, honey.
Oh, one of those.
I'm like, I think he's awesome. He's a great person. But if you're just with him because you should marry him, and some other drunk girl in the bathroom is like, yes. Do not be with somebody because you should marry him. Be with him because you want to be with him. And so I always, throughout the entirety of their relationship, I always brought that up. I'm like,
so she did make it official with him.
Yeah, she made it official. They started dating, and now they're married. And so when they were dating, and, like, before they even got engaged, I'm like, I just want to make sure with you. You said this to me once. I want to make sure you're not just with this person because you should marry them and because you genuinely love them and you make a good team. She's like, no, like that was just a drunken thought. And, like, after all this time, like, yes, we are a great team. And I see it. Like, they are a great team. And I love them together. And I wouldn't have been able to pick out anybody better for her or him. Like, they're just a great team. But because I didn't really know him that well, and I wanted to make sure, like, I did say something.
Good.
But it wasn't like, you should marry them. I'm like, are you sure? Like, I want, in your heart of hearts, is this really who you want to be with?
Yeah. And my friend is so, like,
dumb.
Yeah, dude. Like, even with her ex that I was like, oh, he's a piece of S. It was the same crap. Like, oh, in my heart of hearts, like, I love him so much. Like, and I'm like, he's an S show. He sucks. Like, you're stupid. And then she didn't talk to me for a few years. But yeah, so it's like one of those, like, oh, man. There's sometimes the light is on, but no one's home, and you just want to shake them.
What is it? The wheel is spinning, but the hamster's dead.
the hamster's dead? I've never heard that.
I've heard it since like high school or something.
It's kind of sad because I used to have a hamster and that just brought me back to when.
Sorry, Sarah.
To when my little Daisy died.
Daisy, how old were you?
Oh, I was like 7. Daisy.
All right. Well,
okay. Thank you. I need everyone's opinion. So please text, write, call, Insta story, Insta message, because I really like, and I know a bunch of my friends, I'm in the age where everyone's going to start getting engaged and it like cringes my soul. And especially if like I'm in the wedding or even if I'm going to the wedding, if I don't approve of it, I feel like I'm lying to the world. And I feel like
Sarah can't lie.
I feel like I'm supporting something that should not be supported. And it's like, am I crazy? Or like if I'm like a bridesmaid and I'm like standing up there literally behind the bride while I give each other these vows and I'm just like not saying like, y'all motherfuckers are going to be divorced. I know. That'd be so epic. Has anyone objected to a wedding?
Oh my God. Please tell us.
Yes, please do. Okay. Thank you.
So yes, please give us all your info. But actually something else that we would like your opinion on.
Oh.
This apparently started on Reddit. And this guy started a debate because he refused to pay for a date after the girl ordered lobster and wine.
Oh, dang. Some glasses of wine can be like $15.
All right.
I don't know how much lobsters are, though.
Yeah, like imagine like a fancy steak.
That can be like $50.
Yeah. So it says Reddit user Cute Banana Muffin thought his first date with an unidentified young woman had gone well. That was until he realized she expected him to pay for her meal of lobster and what is a $91 wine.
What?
This was in a different country. This was like in a euro. Like, okay. So like it was 80 euros, but it's like translates to about $91.
The total?
Yes.
For her meal?
For her. It said like for her meal of lobster and the $91 wine. So I think the wine might have been $91. So it all started. He messaged this girl if she wanted to go on a second date. He received the response, after what you did last time, you expect me to go out with you again? Wow. So when the confused Redditor asked exactly what he had done wrong, she said that he made her pay for her own food and drinks, asking WTF. He argued his case, stating his carbonara and beer only cost about what would be a $20 American, while her meal added up to be $126, and adding that he's was a student and not your sugar daddy.
Oh!
Yeah, so the whole text exchange, hey, you want to go out tonight? It's like, after what you did last time, you expect me to go out with you again? Wow. So you invited me, LOL. You're lucky you didn't pay for my food, too. Plus, I got the carbonara and beer while you got the lobster and an $90 wine. My food was 20 euros. Yours was about 120-something. And you were really expecting me to pay for that? Like, and she's like, wow, you're so rude. I'm never going to go out with you ever again. And if you can't pay for a girl's food, then why accepting the invite? Gentlemen always pay for a girl's food, but I guess you're just... called him a slur.
A slur?
She called him... bad word.
Oh, okay. Like an a-hole?
No.
Like an effer? Like a see you next Tuesday?
No, it's more of like a term, a very, like it's for a homosexual.
Oh, wow. I did not catch on to that. Okay.
Slur is usually something like racist or homophobic or.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, and so she said, F off, all you wanted was sex with me anyways. So goodbye, loser. He's like, well, of effing course I wanted to have sex with you. But then I realized I might not have the 20 or
the money.
The money for that. It's like effing asshole. I didn't bleep both words.
Did you really not? Wow, that's
yeah. And so he didn't get the second date. He did kickstart a debate on Reddit of whether men should be expected to pay for dinner on a date. Thankfully, most people seem to agree that the girl was in the wrong. Anyone who expects that royalty treatment is not somebody you want in your life anyway. So
true. It is kind of weird that she invited him out.
Yeah. Like, I've gone on dates before where I invited a dude out and, like, we just got a couple drinks and we shared, like, an appetizer.
Yeah.
And I paid for it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, like, let me pay half. I'm like, I invited you. You pay next time.
Yeah.
Like, so that kind of a thing. Because I think that's...
Yeah, if you took the initiative.
Yeah.
I do say, though, I always think, like, I don't know if the girl asks the guy out. I think that might be different. But if a guy asks the girl out, I always think the guy should pay. At least first date. Mm-hmm. At least if you're trying to get in the girl's pants. or if you're like trying to do something more than just a friendship, mm-hmm. I think the guy should pay. I just think it's like kind of one of those like old school, like, you know, open the door for me and like pay for my
right
for the first date if you want anything more. If we realize like, yo, like we're not sexually compatible, we're not going to be anything more than friends, let's do Dutch or something.
My thing is I always offer, like when I'm on a date, I always offer to pay for my own.
Yeah.
And I don't get upset if the guy's like, oh, okay, accepts it, because
here's does it turn you off a little at all?
No.
Not at all.
I don't really care. Like, I mean, it's nice when someone does, but I have a hard time accepting gifts and stuff in general.
It turns me off. I don't, yeah. I mean, like.
You are very, in a very weird roundabout way, a traditionalist.
I know.
You're the most ratchet traditionalist I know.
I know.
When it comes to that sort of thing. But, you know, it makes sense. Like, it's not a bad thing when guys are like, hey, let me open the door for you. Let me, you know, here's my coat.
Yeah, like,
I think it's very sweet.
You.
But I don't. I'm an independent, you know.
I'm an independent
young woman. I got this.
I can pay for my own beer, even though I'm broke.
But I hate that, though. I've been out in bars when I was younger, and this is before I can just blow people off a little better. I'm really good at just like, oh, hey, I'm going to go do this now. I was at a bar, and I was like kind of sobering up. I'm like, cool, I'm going to have to drive in like a couple hours. And I wasn't drunk or anything. I had like two ciders. So I'm just kind of waiting, hanging out for a while. And this guy's like, oh, let me buy you a cider. Let me buy you a beer. I'm like, oh, no, seriously, dude, I'm good. I got to drive, whatever. And I'm like, I got to go. I'm good. Because we were just BSing, me and some other strangers at the bar while my friend's in the bathroom. We're just BSing. He's like, let me buy you a drink. Let me buy you a drink. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm like, fine. Okay, fine. Get me a cider. And I didn't even drink most of it. And so then afterwards, we're all BSing.
Waste.
And then he's like, so can I get your number? And I'm just like, it's one of those, like, in a weird roundabout way, I felt obligated to give him mm-hmm. my number. I gave him a fake number.
Oh, my God, you did?
I was, like, 21.
I've never
22.
Ever given a fake number. I'm like, here's my real number. I don't, like, I just won't respond to you. Like, right. What's the worst that's going to happen? Like,
well, I've had people put my number on dating sites.
That's really
that's
weird.
Why I don't give my number out when I really don't trust the
but
person.
But nowadays, they text you right then and there, or they call you to make sure you have your number. I've been in that situation, and then you're like, thank God,
no,
I gave him the right number.
I took his phone. And I put it in.
Yeah, but sometimes they like call it right then and there to make sure it's the real number, or text you and make sure you have like their number back.
Yeah,
I've always thought of that, but then they're like, "Oh, thank God, that's the real one."
But if it's like if it's like, "Oh, let me text you," I'm like, "Okay, cool, got it," like, and then leave. Like,
no,
if
bye.
I really like that was really my thinking. I'm like, "Cool, it's on there. Cool, bye." But it's just like I hate that. It's like I didn't want the drink. Like, I said no multiple times. And that's even with people on the internet. It's like, hey, I want to take you out. I'm like, no, thank you. To Kate. Like, even the guy that's been trying to, like, buy naked pictures of me. I'm like, I said no. And I told you I said no. I'm like, I've said no 100 times now.
Yeah.
Please leave me alone. I even said, please leave me alone. But the fact that you don't respect that.
It just becomes annoying.
It's infuriating. Because it just means you don't respect my wishes and you don't respect me. And it's like, why would I give you the time of day for anything? I'm very big on that. Like, if I said no for anything, like, please understand that this is not a game. This
just
is not.
Like, stop responding.
Yeah. Like I have.
Yeah.
But I do read his messages because I'm just like, oh, God.
I do hate when girls think, though, that like, oh, I'm broke for the week. I'm not going to get paid till Friday. Oh, I'll just go out with random dudes every meal.
Every meal until
you know?
Get free food.
And I'm like, oh, you're so
trashy.
Funny. But like, no. Like, don't expect them to pay. Like, that's just rude. And this bitch who obviously expected the guy to pay and order the most expensive thing. I'm like, that's so rude. Even when like you're out with your company, your work company or something, and you know it's going to be on the company's dime, or like you're out with the big boss and the big boss like, just to let you guys know, like, I got this, don't order the most expensive scotch,
right?
Like, that's so rude to me.
My,
I'm like, don't order something that you wouldn't want to pay yourself.
Agreed. Like, that's my thinking too. When I go on a date with a guy who asks me out, I'm like, I don't know if he's going to pay for my meal or not. So I don't immediately, unless I expect I'm going to pay for this because I know it's expensive.
Yeah.
I will go for like, and it's like, honestly, my kind of expensive is like, I'm going to get this $25 steak dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
It's $30. I'm like, ooh, big spender.
See, I'm a vegetarian, so my meals are way cheaper than that. Tofu.
My $15 tofu plate.
What? Seriously, people are like, dang, you're a cheap date. And I'm like, I know. I'm a vegetarian. It's all like broccoli.
And on top of that, like, my tolerance is way low. So I'm like, one drink for me. Thank you. I'm good.
I feel good the rest of the night.
And I'm also a cheapskate, so it's like, I was drinking in the car.
I
had my little flask before we came in. Not that I'm drinking while driving or anything like that, but
no, I mean, you're parked.
Yeah, parked. Have my drink. I'm not driving. Go in.
Oh, yeah.
One drink. I'm good.
Oh, yeah. When people on date or the dude on the date is like, oh, yeah, we'll take like two shots of like Patron or something. I'm like, Patron? I'm like, that's like, I know that name. Usually you just say two shots of well or just I'll take just the whiskey. Well. Like, just.
No, that means like I'm going fancy. It's like I'm trying to impress the pants off of you. Right? Literally.
I'm like, oh, big ball, you better at least buy that shot because, whoa.
Yeah, when people are like, hey, let's do shots, and they're the ones that order them, I expect them to be the ones paying for it. Like, when you're in a group setting, like, let's do shots, and they order them even after, like, if I didn't say I wanted one and they bring you one anyways, I'm like, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah, my friend, now we go to a bar, and she's like, we should all do shots, but we should all pay for our own shot. Who wants one? Like, and I'm like, that's a smart way to do it. Because it's still like a group thing, but like you're not getting that like $100 bill.
Right.
And you're like, that was not worth to give you guys all a shot.
Yeah. It's like $10 a shot. No, thank you.
I know. Dude, that adds up so ridiculously fast.
Except when you're in Atlanta and it was a $2 shot. Shots for everybody.
They were 50
My
cents.
Tab was like, were they 50? I thought they were $2.
I think they were 50 cents.
I thought they were $2.
Let's go a dollar. In $1.50. Okay. We'll say $1.50.
I just remember like, what?
Yeah,
it's a lot of liquor for, like, I mean, it was a decent amount of liquor for that shot. I mean,
they
were
bombed, too.
They weren't, like, strong. Like, they didn't taste like alcohol, but they had a bunch of different liquors in them. And for, like, $1.50, $2, whatever it was.
Worth it.
We're cheap.
So cheap. I don't think I'll ever not be cheap, though.
Right.
Even if I was, like, a skillionaire, I feel like I would still be ratchet and cheap.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that the other day. Well, actually, we'll move on to that. But I do want to say, have you guys ever been on a date where like the whole paying situation got out of hand
or what is your awkward or
like what is your rule on going out?
Ooh, or have you had anyone that be like, I forgot my wallet at home?
Well, that's what like Venmo's a thing now.
Be oh, like, God, that would be so awkward if the guy was like, oh, OK, well, you just Venmo me the money.
Oh, I totally have done that. Or like I've forgotten stuff. I'm like, you know what? Or we've gone out like at a big group and the one girl's like, I put it on my credit card. Just all Venmo me your portion plus tip.
Yeah, a girl. Yeah. Not like a dude, like a date.
But I totally would have like sending money.
Yeah. Or like, is it just me or does like it turn you a little off if they don't pay or don't offer to pay, you know, like
I think everyone should always offer, like at the very least it's
I
like,
want the guy to be like, no, I got you, or and then I'll be like, well, let's go somewhere else and get a drink somewhere else, like I'm fine with that, even if it's the same night, like I'll get the next round or something.
See, like that's cool with me too. I'm like, okay, well, if we're going somewhere else, I'm like, I got the drinks at the next place.
Yeah, I just want the guy to be like, no, I got this, and like put his card down, and like I don't even have time to get my wallet out, and I'm just like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like that, but like in reality, I never really wanted to pay or get my wallet out. It was just all for the act.
Nobody really wants to pay for anything if you can.
True that. I'll just like, flash my boobs at the bartender. Is that okay? Right.
Depends on the bartender.
I wouldn't do that on the first date.
But yeah, like, I mean, it does get a little weird, but I'm like, I will always offer and I expect them to do the same.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing too. If they're like, I'm like, oh no, I got this. Like, okay. It's like, okay, buddy, don't be too enthusiastic.
Right?
But if they're like, no, like, let's go Dutch or let me pay. And it's like, no, I'm like, let me pay for half. I'm like, you sure? Like, no, let me pay. Like, I want a little bit of.
Yeah, a little bit of back or
a little back and forth. And I think that's cool. But yes, please let us know. And has a girl ever tried doing this on you? I've heard of situations where guys would just, when girls would order up the tab like that, like appetizers and drinks and like expensive food, they would just walk out and make her pay.
Ooh.
I've heard stories like that online.
I wonder if anyone's like gone to the server and been like, okay, so we're actually going to be separate. So
like, let me pay for mine.
Yeah, exactly. And you just drop that to her. And I wouldn't even have the balls to do that. That just makes me very uncomfortable thinking about.
It's just not fun.
Yeah.
Crap, what were we talking about just a minute ago?
How ratchet I'm going to be still?
Oh, yeah. Really if we won the lottery, I was thinking like people, have you ever watched those shows like, I won the lottery. This is what I'm doing with my life now.
Yeah.
And they buy these mansions with like gold plated everything and they end up losing like all their money
20
anyways.
Cars and yeah.
I thought about it. I'm like, if I won the lottery, like what kind of car would I go out and buy myself? Like everyone's like a Ferrari or a classic muscle car or, you know, Lamborghini.
A Tesla.
And I'm thinking, a 2019 Subaru Forester. Yeah. So I can go in the snow, got the four-wheel drive,
dude,
but I want the backup camera.
You'd really need that right now.
Right. I'm driving my parents' SUV in the snow, which we'll talk about the snow crap in a sec.
That sounds frightening, honestly.
Yes. But I'm like, I don't want anything super ridiculous. I want something reasonable.
Yeah, it's funny because George, my boyfriend, has always, I don't really think he likes my car, or I don't think he thinks like
how old your car?
My car's a 2001. Okay. 2001 Toyota Camry, dark gray with some like other paints on the side because I'm not a good driver. Yeah, and it's
you're gonna just drive it till it dies, right?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. But it's not cute at all. It's a mom car, which it's really safe, which I think is awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I think that should be the number one kind of car thing, but it's definitely not something I see on the road and I'm like, cute or like nice car, you know?
No.
So I think George always is like, okay, well, like, you know, if you're going to get a new car, like maybe we should like think about getting you a new car sometime, you know? And I just am so like, no, like my car works. It gets me from point A to point B, has a radio, the heat works. It's great. I love it. I'm fine.
All right. Let's say it broke down today. Completely dead.
Oh, Mom, I can't.
It's going to cost more to fix it than the car's worth.
Mm.
But you won the lottery today.
Oh, yeah. What car would I get?
Yes.
It's such a... Okay, it's not a stupid answer. It's a great answer because I love it. But...
This is your money. You buy what you want.
I would get either a black or blue Mustang.
Like old one? New
no,
one?
No, new one. The new, like... Total douchey looking ones.
Let's see what they look like today.
100%. I don't.
Funny enough, I would buy my dad a Mustang because he's been like every time we go by the dealership, he's like,
He does like love them.
Yeah, he does like the cartoon like wine, like the baby wine, like.
Oh, I want that. Yeah, I think the two doors are so sexy.
Ooh,
but
they
I'm
are pretty sexy.
I'm a little more practical, so I feel like I'd probably get the four door. But. Damn, I've always got turned on by those cars.
Those are pretty awesome.
I think they're really, and like they're the blinkers, how it like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 yes. Blink. Oh my God.
I love that you're like loving all that. My friend, her husband just put like this chip in the motor or whatever. So we were driving her, or she was driving her husband's car and I was with her. And like when she'd accelerate, just
oh, it would get really loud. See,
I'm just like, this is hot.
I can't do all the rooming and the no, I wouldn't do all that. Like
it just makes the noise. It wasn't really going that fast, but it just sounds like you are. It's like oh, hey,
is that vibrating my crotch? Oh wow. But it would be weird for me to have like the backup cam and like the touch screens and
like I love the idea of a backup camera because then
I would too because I'm not that good of a driver.
So you can back up and.
You
can, like, see everything.
Apart. You don't even have to turn your neck.
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's what I would get. But like, I'm even afraid to even if I what like won the lottery to get a new car because I if anything ever happened to it or if I got hit or hit something I would feel terrible.
Right.
Like it wouldn't be worth it to me.
Like when people like even if I had the money like I've talked to people who own really really nice cars. Like yeah, I went to the dealership because a light went out. You know, a little.
And it was $1 million?
It was like $100-something for a freaking light.
Yeah.
I'm
hell
like,
no.
No. Like, yeah. My lights, I think I had to buy a bulb. And it was like, I think I bought like a couple of bulbs and it was like $10.
Yeah. My friend, her parents are trying to sell a car. I forgot what kind of car it was, but they don't make them more in the U.S. Because okay. I was like, why don't you just buy it from them? Because her car is kind of a piece of crap. Uh-huh. And she's like, I would, but anytime anything breaks on this, and a lot of stuff breaks, it takes... Like, they have to ship it here because they don't have the parts in the U.S. And I was like, that sounds expensive. And she's like, yeah, there's no way I would do that. And I was like, yeah, if that.
Nope.
But my cam's never going to die. So they're really reliable.
Knock on wood.
I know you guys watch me jinx myself. I've been afraid to drive it in the snow because I'm like not wanting to get stuck, not wanting to actually spin out. Like, so I'm
break
just like,
it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, Camry, you're staying put for a little while.
All right, so if you won the lottery, because I've had these conversations like, okay, what would I do? Like, after I pay off my brother's loans, pay off my parents' house.
Oh.
Like, I think I would want to keep my childhood home.
The one that you're in now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'd buy my parents the house they want.
And then just rent that out or just?
Like, maybe just, yeah, rent it out or have it for whatever reason. Like, maybe if my brother moves back, I'd have him live in it.
Yeah.
Because he loves that house,
some
too.
Other family members or something.
Exactly. So, like, my parents really want, like, a one-floor house for when they get older. They don't want to be climbing upstairs anymore, which makes sense. My mom wants a little bit of land. She wants to do gardening.
Aww.
She's like, I think I want some chickens, you know, get some eggs.
Damn, like the full meal deal.
I mean, except she doesn't want like goats or anything like that.
She doesn't want to milk cows.
She just wants a couple chickens. You know, she wants her gardening area. She wants to be able to create and do her projects and canning and be able to, you know, make salsas and, you know, fruit preserves out of like stuff she grows.
Wow.
And stuff like that. That's just like her hobby. And so I'm like, cool, that is awesome. So... I'd want to buy them their house that they want.
Yeah.
And then I'd buy, you know, if my brother wanted the house. If they didn't want the house, then okay, I'd sell it. like fix it up and sell my childhood home. But then I think I'd want like, I don't want like a ginormous mansion. I want something that fits all my stuff, but I want like a standard size comfortable house.
Yeah, I don't know why like people get mansions or like celebrities and stars who like either live by themselves or like are married, but don't have a lot of kids. Like, and they have like an 18 bedroom house. I'm like, why? Like that seems so excessive. Like useless. Yeah.
Like I do want like nice, cool features. Like I think it'd be really, really cool to have like one of those bookcases that leads into another room.
Oh yeah,
like,
those are so dope.
That's the money I would spend on in the house is like on stupid crap like that. But I also want like,
would you have a sex dungeon?
Yeah, I would.
Damn, Vicky! You have been swearing today!
I will explain why I'm in a weird mood today.
Oh, I like weird moods.
But it's just like, I want...
Yeah, you want your house doors. To be fun.
I want to put all my art up everywhere. I want, like, a movie room. So I have, like, one big area to be, like, have a projector and have it just be a movie room.
You would want your house to be, like, a house that, like, you would never want to leave. And, like, everyone would just want to come over and hang out of the keys.
And I want it, like, out... The older I get, the more I want my privacy, which I never thought. Because I was like, I want to live in the city. I want to live downtown as close as possible. I don't care if my neighbors are on top of me.
Oh.
And as I've gotten older, I'm just like...
You want to move
I'm like, oh, maybe away. The suburbs. And now it's like, when I'm looking at houses right now, through, you know, I'm in the process of trying to get a house, I'm just like, but my neighbors can see into my house. Is there, like, I could put a fence there. I don't want my neighbors to see.
And it's just live on land.
Well, like, there's sometimes they have, like, even, like, the fences are, like, the chain link fences that go halfway. I'm like, no, I want, like, a 6-foot fence.
No one to see me.
I'm like, I just want my privacy. I want to be able to, like, lounge out in my backyard if I wanted to, like, get some sun. Mm-hmm. Or just have, like, a quiet evening with friends and just, like, buy a fire pit.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I just want the intimacy.
You want your privacy.
Exactly. So I would want a little bit of land, maybe an acre. I don't need, like, acres and acres and acres.
Yeah.
And just, you know, have my fire pit.
Kind of like the Rev's house.
Yeah.
The Rev has this sick, like, fire pit, big-ass backyard with, like, I think he has, like, plants and stuff.
Yeah, I think they're just there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, he has his bar, and I'm like, I think it'd be cool to have, like, one room designated for, like, bar/movie room, but also can be converted into, like, a game room. Like, I don't have to have separate. I don't need a game room and a movie room and a bar. Like, it could all be one.
Kind of in one.
So, like, you know, what a person, like, a successful person in their 50s, what kind of house they would have, except, you know, with my nerd touches.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I want all these things.
You better start playing the lottery, girl. Let's get real.
Right. So these are, like, the things I dream of if I were to win the lottery. But I don't want anything ridiculous. I don't want like a $3 million house. Granted, that's how much houses cost here in Washington. But
true. And especially if you want to do those touches, it's going to be like $3 million.
Yeah. I mean, over time. But
yeah, I don't really want to either. I don't. Yeah.
And that's just, and I mean, I think it's as I've gotten older and I'm like, I'm just cheap as it is.
Yeah. So am I. And I don't need a bunch of bells and whistles.
No.
I honestly.
I would like some, though. If I won the lottery, I'm like, I would like some of the bells and whistles.
It would be dope to have a bar. That would be awesome.
I imagine one of those, like, for you, like, a light up with the neon lights that glow different colors.
Yeah.
With, like, the glass background. So
yes.
Just, like,
yes.
Speakers everywhere in that room.
Yeah, because you have to have a really good sound system for music.
I could not see you having a bar/dancing area in your, you know, lottery house.
Yeah, it'd be like a club.
Without a disco ball.
Oh, yeah, that'd be dope.
Like, you need the lights and everything. Like, I can picture it. Like, I feel like it could be, like, a cool bar to hang out in, but at night, if you wanted to, lights go off.
It can turn into a party.
It can turn up. And, like, you would need a hot tub. I feel like your house would need a hot tub for the party house.
I would have to get someone to, like, clean it and stuff.
But you are a bajillionaire.
Oh, yeah, I would have my little pool boy, my hot tub boy.
My hot tub boy. I don't have a pool because that's, like, I don't want to pay another guy to do that. You're just my hot tub boy.
You're just my hot tub boy. Yeah, I would definitely want a bar and, like, a club kind of, like, or a place that could turn into a club area. Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, just, like, a really dope-ass TV with, like, all the cable and
All the packages.
And, like, obviously a really comfortable bed.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, actually, it kind of sounds like a lot. I need a bar. Yeah, I mean,
honestly,
a hot tub boy.
But it's not. When you think of what other people do with, like,
winnings. Yeah, that's true. And then I honestly would probably be like, here, Dad, you can have all of my money because you're the best person ever. So do whatever you want with it.
Like,
buy a house in California or Hawaii or wherever. Retire, don't retire. I don't care. But here you go.
Have it.
But then, like, let's get real. He'll probably...
If you win the lottery, would you at least help me pay my debt so I can buy a house on my own?
Yes, I will pay. Just pay up.
It's not much. I didn't go to college.
That's why I said yes, I will. Because yes, I know it's on
recording. Yeah. If she ever wins the lottery or wins a crap ton of money,
I will pay Vicky's debt.
Which, I mean.
And I will pay my boyfriend's debt.
I didn't go to college, so I have way less debt than anybody my age.
I know, dude, right?
I think my debt is like in the single digits.
Nice.
Like, I mean, the like.
Yeah, not like.
Between my car and stuff, I think it's like less than 10.
Good.
Because my car is like 5. If that, like, I don't even know. I have to do all the math, but I think it's like.
Either lottery or we got to get a side hustle or start selling more of your panties.
That or we could start doing foot porn.
Oh, my feet aren't that pretty, though, honestly.
I mean.
I guess maybe someone would like that.
We just get some pedicures and you just smush on some like flower petals. I don't know what the
guy's
like.
I'll do that or like putty.
Like, or even Play-Doh? Like.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That feels nice.
Vegetarian Sarah, if they paid, like, I think, let's say for a photo shoot, $400.
Okay.
And the video consisted of you for like a half hour smushing your feet on ground beef.
Totally.
Could you do it?
100%.
Wow, Vegetarian Sarah could totally grab. Yep.
I'll put ground beef anywhere except my mouth.
Let's just say except your orifices. Let's just say except orifices.
What the heck's an orifices?
It's basically like any opening.
Oh, no, it could be in my nostrils. It could be in my ears.
Only because of like the bacteria.
Dude, for $400? Yeah, I totally.
Maybe
would.
For $1,000.
You would do 1,000?
Yeah, somebody that like does. I'm like, oh God, no, the bacteria, wash your hands.
Oh, Sam, like raw meat everywhere. Let me just take a shower after.
Yeah. Just like, oh God, get the juices off.
It's a cow on me. It is weird to think about a dead cow, actually.
Right.
Being on you. But hey, why not?
But earlier I was saying I'm in a weird mood. I've been swearing a lot today.
Yeah, you've been a little sassafras.
Well, I have been because of the snow. Oh, and yeah. Right now, as I'm looking out, it is February 13th, 2019.
Almost V-Day.
Almost Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. There is barely any snow left in downtown Seattle.
I know. It's kind of crazy. It's like, I like it, but I'm also kind of sad.
If you want to come to my house, I live about 45 minutes north in a little town called Lake Stevens. Side note, that's where Chris Pratt also graduated from. That's where he's from.
Chris Pratt, if you're listening to this.
I know, because you are.
Visit or something? Or let me.
I just want to hang. I just want to chat.
I want to rub your body on
mine. I mean, she does. I just want to chat because he's a happily engaged man.
Oh, yeah, you are. Well, I'll rub my body on your fiance's body, too.
They're apparently religious. I don't know. Anywho.
Oh.
I don't know if she'd like that.
She'll like it.
So there is still a crap ton of snow. Yesterday,
when it was. How much? How much you still got?
I haven't gotten a picture today from my folks, but it's over a foot, I think, accumulated from a little bit left from last week. It looks like everything's covered.
Holy
like as of yesterday.
Holy moly.
Because it was still snowing up until yesterday afternoon.
And did it turn into rain like we did down here?
At night it did. It finally did. Oh, really? I think it kind of did. And then it stopped at all. Like nothing left. And I think it might have been raining this morning. It's supposed to just not snow today. And it might snow tomorrow.
Really?
It might.
In the city or Lake Stevens or
no,
both?
No, Lake Stevens. In the city, it's not supposed to start snowing again until Tuesday.
I don't really know what's happening. I feel like this is, one, a lot of snow. Two, we're getting snow later than usual.
Right.
And, like, three, it's very, like,
I feel like
snowing,
I should be,
it's not, it's raining, it's sunshine, it's snowing
I should
now,
be playing
you know?
Christmas music, I feel like. It throws me off.
It confuses my brain, too. Yeah, it's, like, middle of February.
But all week, I'm like, why am I so, like, I keep thinking, like, Monday, I thought it was Tuesday. Tuesday, I thought it was Wednesday. I keep thinking today's Thursday. It's because I've been here since Sunday. I've been in Seattle since Sunday night.
Oh, right. Because you got the hotel, motel.
Yeah. So the company's like, okay, if you guys are going to be stuck in the city itself, it's not bad to drive in. But where I live, getting out of my neighborhood and even like Lake Stevens in general. And then even I-5 up north is not as, they don't plow it as often as they do King County.
Yeah. It's still sketch.
It's sketch as hell. So my mom's like, if you are offered a hotel, go take it. Mm-hmm. And so I packed for like a week. Like, just in case. I didn't know. The weather has been changing so much.
I don't think anybody knows, honestly.
Exactly. So I'm like, I don't want to be stuck here with, like, three pairs of panties when I need, like, 7 pairs, you know?
Oh, that's the worst.
So I packed a hell of a lot just in case I fall.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I spent the night, 2 nights in a hotel, and then I spent the night at my buddy's house. God, late. Anyways.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a brag.
Worth it.
Yeah.
The snowstorm was worth getting laid.
Right. But my between not sleeping in my bed, like the hotel bed was fine, but his bed was not great.
Yeah. Are you going home tonight?
Yes. After
oh, you
this
are?
Podcast, I am going home. I don't care what the roads look like. I am going home. I am tired.
You want to be in your own shower? Uh-huh.
Like my back hurts. Clothes. Like I'm sore.
Old lady status, God.
No, like when I don't sleep in a when I sleep in an unfamiliar bed, my back typically hurts.
Yeah, old lady status.
On top of, if you guys have seen my Facebook or KISW's Facebook or Instagram,
oh, it's so funny. It's so funny. You guys, do yourself a favor. Go to the Instagram, or I think it's on Facebook, right?
Yes, KISW's Instagram, which we can.
999 KISW. We can post it on our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll repost.
It is hilarious. It is so funny. She just eats it so hard.
So I have steps that come down my house. And this was Saturday of last week when the snow was like real bad. My dad was taking out the garbage and I felt bad. I'm like, okay, well, let me help you. Because I was spending the day reading. I'm like enjoying the...
Just chilling.
Enjoying the snow, reading. And then I hear my dad shuffling all over, getting all the garbages. I'm like, okay, well...
And the stairs were not shoveled at all.
Well, here's the thing. It was our first time exiting the house since the snow apocalypse came down on Friday. So of course they weren't shoveled. Like, plus how am I supposed to get to the shovel without going down the stairs anyway?
And like Vicky's just like in her own little world. She's like the music that I hear in her head is like do, 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 do.
Well, and here's the thing, people are like, get off your phone. My hand looks like it's holding a phone.
It does.
But it's not, because I grabbed the garbage and I got juices or whatever, garbage gunk on my hand. Ugh. So that's why I wasn't holding onto the railings. Everyone's like, why didn't you hold onto the railing? It's like, because I had like my head, I'm like, oh, gunk, don't touch stuff because your hands are dirty.
That's totally funny. I thought you were on your phone too. I was like, that's typical.
No, I was not. Actually, I think my phone was in my pocket playing music.
So it was, doo-doo-doo,
yeah, I don't know what music it was, but like I had it in my pocket, but I'm holding the garbage because I don't want to touch garbage and touch my phone. Germs.
Than eating. Eating it though.
Right. No, so I'm walking there and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Like, at first step, I was good. Like, I felt sturdy because I was walking, like, I was kind of planting my foot, like, okay, I've done this before. I know these steps, but I don't know what the hell
it is. She's
like,
not know these
I slipped
steps.
Under. So the people call, like, I would call out all the people. They're like, you're on your
so
phone.
Mad.
I was not on my phone. It was garbage juice. That's why I wasn't holding it. And of course, we didn't shovel it because it was our first time going out. I would have had to go down the stairs to get the shovel. I would have eaten it anyways.
Someone's getting very feisty and sassy over here.
Someone has not slept in her own bed in a while.
You guys, it's so funny.
I think it's funny as hell.
It
was really funny. I still think it's funny.
I love that there was a video of it because you guys have surveillance cameras, I assume.
Yeah, we just have we have one pointing at our front door.
Yeah, because Vicky like told the story on the main show.
And I totally forgot about it until Rev showed me his surveillance cameras at his house of the snow. I'm like, oh. Wait a minute. I fell on my front steps. Yeah. I went back because I have access to our surveillance cameras.
That's
on my
so
phone.
Good.
And I went and I looked. I'm like, there it is.
There you are. Just go tumbling down. Good thing you're safe, though, because I have read some scary, scary things where people have been like bashing their heads open because they've fallen. And
somebody died at the UW.
What?
A student died. He slipped on the ice and died. Or him or her. I don't know if it was a guy or girl. But they died last week.
Because the blood or like the...
Well, they hit their head.
Or something?
I don't know exactly, but I know they slipped on the ice and they died.
Wow, that's like really, really sad.
Right. And so for the people that are like, oh, you hit your head. I'm like, no, I didn't hit my head. I just kind of went back. But I didn't land on my tailbone. I landed on my butt cheek, like on my right side.
Yeah.
So it feels bruised. I haven't had the good lighting or visual to see it. But it still kind of hurts. It's fine, though.
Oh, man. Check it out, though, if you want a good laugh.
Yeah. I appreciate all the people.
I've watched it like 800 times.
I appreciate all the people that are like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm totally fine. The thing that hurt most was my pride.
Your ego, yeah.
And my ego. Although I will have to say, when I fell, I did get a pain that like shot up my back.
Oh gosh.
Like, because I have a bad back as it is.
Yeah.
So it hurt, but then like the adrenaline hit and the anger hit. So I didn't really feel it until later that night. I'm like, oh God. Like, when I go to move and I'm like, hot shower it is. And I'm like, I'm not moving. I had some medicine and I passed out. So I'm like, I can't.
Oh, you poor thing.
But it was better in the morning. So I'm like, I'm fine now.
See, and now you probably never take out the trash. Look what it did to you.
I can't do chores anymore.
Dad, look what happened.
I thought it was funny. So yeah, please feel free to check it out. Laugh at my expense. But I just really want to go home. I am very homesick.
Girl.
I want to go to my own shower. I want to lay in my bed.
I hope it.
I want a home cooked meal
for you. I'll be hoping it doesn't snow up.
And I'm like, luckily we have a 3-day weekend because there's President's Day and our company takes it off. And it's just,
yeah.
I want to sleep.
A few more days to make it to the weekend. Well, and then hopefully it doesn't just snow for you there.
I don't care. I'm just staying home. I'm not doing anything. Last weekend, I was like, I'm going to stay home and not do anything. It's going to be great. And I got real cabin fever quick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I want to do something. And then I ended up not doing anything. And then this time, like, because I haven't been home, it's like, no, I want to not do anything. I want to go home. So that's why I've been a little sassy. I've been a little tired. I don't know. I'm not sick, but I don't feel like 100% either.
Yeah, kind of sluggish. I kind of feel like that too. Like, not necessarily like I'm coming down with something, but like my throat's kind of like,
yeah, like that weird, like, you can feel it when you breathe.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I hear it's allergies for some people. Like,
I don't think mine is.
Really? I don't know. I think my father and a few of my friends, they've been like the snow, I don't know, climate change or some crap. Thank God I don't have allergies, but I think everyone just needs all the rest, all the love.
I might go home, take a bath.
Ooh, that sounds nice. With a
bath bomb, do like a face mask.
Oh, yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat myself tonight.
Treat yourself.
And it's like, and I've been like, and it's just like a frustrating because I'm like, I'm spending money, but I could just be eating at home, like my own food. So that's frustrating.
Yeah. Hopefully your parents have a nice like soup or chili.
Right. I've been eating frozen meals. I bought a bunch of frozen meals too. So I'm not eating out. I got frozen meals.
That's smart. It's cheap.
Yeah. It's cheaper, but it's like, I'm over it.
Lame.
So
a hotel's cool for like a day or two.
Well, when you're going to party, not when you have to work the next day.
Yeah. So I still think it's kind of a fun little getaway, though.
It was cool. Like, when Rev and Danny stayed with us, too, like, we had a couple drinks. Like, nothing crazy. It was just a happy hour and hung out. But we were all in bed by, like, 7:30.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Because we were just all tired. We're all on our phones. We're like, I don't want to talk to anybody anymore.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
go to bed. Sick of you guys. Go to your own room.
Yeah, like, I'm going to, like, I just want to, like, zone out and not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But recapping, if you have any suggestions for Sarah on what she should do about her friend and
please,
should she tell her not to marry this person or not?
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the lobster date? If you go on a date and they spend a ridiculous amount of money, would you still cover it? Do you think the guy should pay? Do you think you should go Dutch? Guys and girls, how do you feel about this? Also, we never talked about Valentine's Day because it is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
You know, not a whole lot, I don't think, tomorrow. I honestly think my boyfriend forgot it was even Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Maybe some sex at time.
But then Saturday we're going to do, hopefully if the weather permits, we're going to do a whole pizza booze crawl.
Ooh,
we haven't really specifically mapped out where, because I guess we kind of don't know if we're going to be driving or Ubering.
Especially because of the weather,
who knows. But yeah. We're going to get wasted and eat way too much and feel really, really bad about ourselves, because that's what I did last weekend when I decided to start drinking and eating again.
And did you have fun, though?
Yeah. Because of the snow, all my party plans got canceled, you know? So it wasn't nearly as great as I thought it'd be. And God, my body really was like, F you.
Having it?
No. Like, I mean, I ate like crap. And I haven't been eating like crap. And then I drank on top of it, too. So my body was like, middle fingers to you. So, but it's like better now. So, but that's what I'm going to do this weekend, too. So, you know, it's weird what we do to our bodies to have a good time.
I'm like, I just want to take a nap. I want to go to sleep.
I just want to sleep. Are you doing anything?
No, I mean, tomorrow itself, not really. And I'm just expecting there to be snow.
I want to remember to wear pink tomorrow. I have these pink heart earrings that I wear every year that I love. I love Valentine's Day. I don't care, single, not single, whatever. I love that we have a whole holiday about love.
You're so cute.
I know. I felt like this like my entire life.
I have a pin, and I'm not going to lie. I got it when I was like 17 or 18, and then I'd wear it to work on Valentine's Day. Or I had it on when I was a waitress, I had it on my little apron.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a black heart, and it says, I have a heart on. Took me a while to get it. And so that's someone's funny. Like, what does your pin say? It says, I have a heart on. Oh, wait, I just got it.
That's kind of inappropriate.
But they didn't laugh. So I was like, okay.
Never mind.
No tip from you.
You should wear it. Do you know where it is?
I think I might know where it is.
Oh, you should totally wear it.
If I can find it, I will.
Because you don't really have pink things.
No.
Or red things.
I do have a red shirt.
Wear it.
Okay, I'll
try with your black heart pin on it. That looks so edgy.
I have two red shirts. One of them is, it says, Friends Don't Lie from Stranger Things. And then I have another one that says, I know my value, or I know my worth.
Ooh, it's like a very inspiring. That one's like, I love myself. Yeah. Oh, Valentine's Day.
It's a comfy shirt. Shout out to Jordan Denae.
Jordan Denae.
They do their company that sells really, like, it's nerdy like phrases and stuff on like cute clothes and hats stuff. So it's really cool. But really awesome. It's the chick that runs the company, and she's badass. Anywho.
Wear it. We'll take a picture tomorrow.
Yeah.
In our Valentine's Day gear. Because love day.
Love. I want to go home.
Do it.
It's not that I don't love you guys.
Tell us all the things. And I'll tell you about my Valentine's Day greatness.
Yes. Give us all the feedback.
Yes, please do.
All right. You guys have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.